This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a light breeze is keeping temperatures pleasant, while Eilut enjoys a sunny and warm day, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, oil prices rose above $10 for the first time since May as Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis targeted a Saudi vessel, raising Middle East supply risks, according to the Jerusalem Post, just under an hour ago. Also, Iran has rejected the latest U.S. ceasefire proposal, as conveyed by the Iraqi Prime Minister. The Times of Israel reported earlier that this comes amid new U.S. military strikes on Iran. Also this hour, scenarios are being discussed about how Israel could be drawn into war with Iran, yet there's a possibility it might stay out. Yainet provided this insight earlier today. Separately, the U.S. has sanctioned an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood official and others linked to Hamas, as reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, a Jewish man in Manhattan was stabbed by an attacker shouting, "Allahu Akbar." The JTA covered this incident from earlier today, noting that both victims are in stable condition. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that MOSAD and Shin Bet have foiled an Iranian plot targeting top Israeli officials. The operation revealed a proxy network run by Iranian intelligence aiming to strike globally. Meanwhile, Kamel Melamed posted earlier today that Iran is in a weakened state and refrains from attacking Israel due to potential regime collapse. From I24N, EWS English, we hear that voices in Iran view the fall of their regime positively. A former advisor to the US-Iran envoy shared these insights earlier today on The Rundown. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the oil market. The Jerusalem Post reports that the recent Houthi attacks on Saudi vessels have pushed oil prices above $10. The ongoing conflict in Yemen and its impact on oil supply is causing international concern. A sharp increase in oil prices could have widespread economic implications. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Times of Israel notes that Iran's rejection of the ceasefire proposal comes amid escalating military actions. The U.S. military has launched fresh strikes, which could further destabilize the region and impact diplomatic efforts. This development adds strain to an already volatile situation. Meanwhile, Ynet has explored scenarios that could lead Israel into conflict with Iran. The discussions are set against the backdrop of potential Iranian aggression and U.S. threats of unprecedented attacks. Israel's strategic choices in the coming days could have significant regional consequences. Separately, JNS reports that the U.S. sanctions on Egyptian officials linked to Hamas are part of broader efforts to curb terrorism financing. This move highlights the U.S. commitment to targeting networks that support militant activities against Israel. The sanctions could strain U.S.-Egypt relations. Finally, the JTA details a violent attack in Manhattan, where a Jewish man was stabbed. The incident raises concerns about rising anti-Semitic violence. Law enforcement is on high alert, and the public is urged to remain vigilant as investigations continue. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Vast Data's latest funding round, valuing the company at $30 billion, has delivered a $45 million windfall for Israeli institutions. This highlights the growing significance of AI infrastructure investments in Israel. Separately, Globes reveals that Samsung remains the preferred smartphone brand in Israel, though its dominance has slightly weakened over the past year. This trend reflects changing consumer preferences in the tech market. And finally, Walla Business reports on the Attorney General's call for government restraint in decision-making post-elections. The letter emphasizes caution to ensure stability during the transition period. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.